The weather. It's New Year's morning, and the outlook, according to the forecasters, is sleet and cold, gales and rain. And the winds will blow from the east. And that's the end of the late year summer. Good night.
When in 1961, the advent of television was a very important time because it meant that radio and television were going to be combined. So the job of head of radio and television sport arose, and we were all invited, including Phil Green. The presumption was, of course, that Phil Green would be the strong man and he would be the obvious person to take over the job. So interviews were held, and the interview board consisted, strangely enough, and nobody knew at the time until you walked in, that three of the adjudicators were Michael O'Hare, Paul Warden and John Irvine. And they were the people that did the interviewing. Now, I must confess, as far as I was concerned, and I was one of the people who also applied, I thought that the job had already been given to Philip Green, that at least he was the man that was going to get it. When the interviewing was all over and the time came then to make the announcement, Michael O'Hare's name was mentioned as being the man who got the job. And it was a rather strange situation to say that you had an interviewer getting the particular job, which at the time raised a question in the Dáil. And the question was asked, how did an interviewer of a position in Radio Éireann come to get the position himself that he was interviewing other people for? But then the answer was given was that was a matter for RTE and not for the Dáil to answer. But it was a big disappointment, I'd say, for Philip Green, who had been penciled in as the man to get the job. And that was it. Michael O'Hare took over then in the job. Now, in 1962, television started and all the matches, and I became very interested in television. And when it came along to the All-Ireland series, they were appointing their commentators. And the director then, an American director called Roth, he decided that I would do the commentaries, and which I did. But before the matches came along, a note came from the GAA saying they would like to have Irish involved in the commentaries. Now, whereas I had Irish, I could have done the commentaries in Irish as well and in English, but they felt they would have another voice. So Micheál Murathaí was brought in to do part of the match in Irish. And it may have been a funny situation at the time. They decided that I would do a quarter of an hour in English and Micheál would do another quarter of an hour in Irish. And that's the way we did it, which at the time was a funny way to do a game, but at least you were getting a bilingual commentary on an All-Ireland series. That only lasted for a while because Michael O'Hare then decided that he would do the commentary himself on television. And not alone did he do it on television, but he also did it on radio. And that brought a few funny situations because when Michael was saying on television, and if you look on the left-hand side of your screen, the player that's down injured is Joe Soap. That was coming out on radio down in Kerry. And a Kerry man listening to the radio was trying to find out how was he going to look at a picture that he hadn't got of a player on the ground. And that went on for a few occasions when they decided that, look, it had to be one way or the other. And Michael O'Hare was told either make his mind up and do television or do radio. So he decided to do the television.